New Country Minnesota 93. It's the Country Club with TJ and Lisa, and we are joined today by Christine Nessler from Freedom Home Care. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
Let's talk a little caregiver recruitment today. We're kind of targeting those people that think that this might be a great opportunity to make that career decision and get on board with Freedom Home Care. What is a caregiver, and what are the requirements for someone who might be interested?
Yeah, so we are looking for just compassionate and dedicated people to serve as caregivers for the aging adults that we serve every day. And it's really a unique position because you are able to go into a client's home and provide cares for them on a one-on-one basis. So that might be running errands, cleaning the house, providing companionship, cooking some meals. It might be personal cares. Each scenario is so different based on the client's needs. So it can be kind of fun as a caregiver that no 2 days are ever going to be the same, which a lot of people enjoy.
Will they work with one specific person all the time? Will they work with that person for a short period of time, a long period of time, or will there be several people that they work with?
You know, it depends on the caregiver and their availability. So if you're a full-time caregiver, you might have a couple different clients that you're seeing to fill that full-time schedule. If you are working more of a part-time shift, you might be more with just one client. We do have, you know, with home care, the nature of it is that things change. Somebody might end up going to the hospital or different scenarios like that where maybe you would need to switch to a different client.
Okay.
So we try to, I think flexibility is probably another one of those traits that would be really key for a caregiver. Because it is an ever-changing position based on the needs of the clients.
Are there any requirements for someone that is interested in this? Is it entry level, or is there a level of education needed?
Yeah, so we actually can go both ways with that. If somebody is just, let's say they're looking for a second career, maybe they recently retired and really just want to do something meaningful part-time, we can absolutely work with somebody like that that doesn't necessarily have a CNA. We just provide pre-employment training. So they have about 8 hours of pre-employment training. And then they come in, they do a skills assessment with our nurse. They do orientation and some of these things to bring them up to speed. And then we're going to be matching them up with clients that maybe don't have as great of a physical need.
So ease them into it.
Ease them into it okay. A little bit, yes. So they might be starting a little bit more with companionship, housekeeping, those sorts of things, and less with hands-on care. But if somebody has a CNA, they can pretty much hit the ground running.
Okay.
We still have them do orientation and skills assessment and some of those things. But given that certification, they can forego some of the pre-employment training. So that's a really nice opportunity for somebody, too.
If we would like to apply or have some more questions, how do we get in touch with Freedom Home Care?
Yeah, so please give us a call at Freedom Home Care at 507-387-4663 or 387-HOME with any questions you might have. There's opportunities for full-time, part-time, depending on what you're looking for. And then we also have an application right online. If you go to our website at freedomhomecarellc.com, there's a careers tab, and there'd be a place right there to apply.
Excellent. Lots of options in an ever-changing business, and they're keeping on top of things, and they are looking for you as they are recruiting right now at Freedom Home Care. Christine Nessler with us today. Thank you very much.
Thank you.